Well, good morning to you, Ken.
Hi, John, and hi, Anton. Something I think of a better line than than last time.
And, well, belated, really. Very happy New Year to you. It's the second New Year that we've greeted each other like this. And where are you speaking to us from at the moment, Ken?
I'm in Cairns, high up on Australia's east coast, but fortunately north of the flooding that's wreaking considerable havoc with some of the communities further south. But be assured, damp enough. The town is deep into the tropics, temperatures in the 30s, very high humidity, and frequent intense rainstorms. And there's a constant threat of cyclones at the moment.
Well, you've now crossed two whole continents, and I guess for many people that would be quite an achievement in itself. Ken, I mean, what would you say have been the highs and lows of the Asian continent for you?
Highs? So many. Bishkek, perhaps, the capital of Kyrgyzstan, and the scene of bloody rioting a few months before I'd visited, and yet amongst the most friendly, welcoming city I've encountered. And for all the superficial attraction of cheap three-star hotels across China, fluffy towels and hot showers, it's actually the nights in the pit stops, simple beds in small villages, that I'll remember to the end of my days. Lows, the hardest thing I think has been the utter loneliness at times, surrounded by kind, friendly people, yet unable to truly communicate with them, weeks without actually speaking English. And then there's the wind in the Gobi Desert, strong enough at times to flip the bike over.
In terms of your confidence, Ken, with dealing with the cycling, the tricky situations and hard terrain and so on, has your level of confidence increased greatly since Christmas 2009, would you say?
Hugely. But I'm careful not to become complacent. This year sees me starting in the tropics, a new environment, heat, humidity, mosquitoes, deadly reptiles. And it's the wet season with frequent rainstorms and a constant risk of cyclones. But there was some good news. The local crocs, or at least those with their own teeth, aren't, I'm told, venomous, so their bite need not be fatal.
Well, yes, and I hope for your sake, Ken, that the crocs stay well out of your way while you're cycling. Tell us about Hong Kong. I mean, just going back a little bit, because you spent a long, long time crossing China to get to Hong Kong, and I know you did have some leisure time while you were there, but I guess it must have been quite a culture shock after the sort of the Chinese hinterland of the last few months.
Although, strictly speaking, Hong Kong is a part of China, the Chinese government used the expression one country, two systems. There are striking material and cultural differences. First world developed against developing. Hong Kong is much more ordered, refined, relatively speaking, a far more open, tolerant society. I think it's the place the rest of China wants to be, and probably will be in about 50 years or so. Oh yes, and they drive on the left and use three pin plugs.
Well, I guess you probably enjoyed a bit of familiarity with the cycling on the left in that case, Ken. I know that you had a contact lined up for you during your stay in Hong Kong. Would you like to tell us how you spent your Christmas? And did you have any presents waiting for you from the UK while you were there?
I was fortunate to be able to stay with Phil, an English primary school teacher working out in Hong Kong. Really great chap, an absolute star. And we managed to rustle up something of a traditional English Christmas. Helped hugely by goodies sent from friends back in the UK. Christmas cake, puddings, proper custard, and even some tinsel from my own village.
Right, so you've got to a new continent. You're in Cairns, up at the top of northeast Australia at the moment. What are your plans for the next leg of this trip, Ken?
I'm planning to spend a bit of time in Cairns, acclimatising to the tropics, and doing some homework into the hazards I'm likely to face. Not just the heat and the humidity, but the wildlife, snakes, poisonous spiders, and my absolute favourite, crocodiles. Then it's south along Australia's eastern seaboard towards Sydney, about 2,500 miles or so.
Well, I guess another 2,500 miles is going to give us plenty of material for our regular interviews over the radio, so we'll look forward to those hugely, Ken, and as ever, we wish you a lot of luck as you cycle around the eastern coast. Would you like to finish with your usual plug for your website and also for the Outward Bound Trust?
You can follow my antics, subscribe to the blog, watch the videos, look at the photos, see exactly where I've been courtesy of GPS via my website, www.acrosscontinents.org. And there you can also make a secure donation to the UK charity I'm raising funds for, the Outward Bound Trust, that does some really great work helping young people unlock their potential.
Well, that's smashing. Thank you very much indeed, Ken. Good to talk to you as ever. Many thanks again from Anton and myself here in the studio. And good luck in Cairns, and we'll look forward to hearing from you before very long.
Well, great to chat, and hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up in a month or so's time before I hit the road from Cairns and plunge south down towards Sydney.
Take care now. Bye-bye.